WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moss Cohen. In a review of a June Tabor concert, writer Robert Resnick wrote, "You may never hear anyone else who has a voice like June Tabor's. Her delivery is flawless and soulful all at once." When she was growing up in England, Tabor sang traditional British folk songs, but she later joined the British folk rock scene and began recording with guitarist Martin Simpson. She also recorded an album with vocalist Matty Pryor in a group they called Silly Sisters. More recently, she's been experimenting with new styles of music. On her 1988 album Akaba, her haunting and powerful voice stands out above a sparse piano and synthesizer accompaniment. The next year, she recorded an album of jazz standards called Some Other Time. And on her new album, she sings with the British rock group The Oyster Band. That album, Freedom and Rain, has just been released, and June Tabor is currently on a U.S. tour. June Tabor joins us here today for a concert, and she's accompanied by pianist Hugh Warren. June and Hugh, welcome to Fresh Air. I'd love to have you start us off with a song.
This isn't maybe, this is always, this is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, moment's gladness. This is love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. How could I forget you? With every kiss I know that this is always.
That's my guest today, June Tabor, accompanied by Hugh Warren. I read not too long ago, June, that you had said that you never wanted to depend on music to make a living, and you had spent some time as a librarian, you had a restaurant, and all that's behind you now. I'm curious about what's changed, why you're willing to devote yourself full-time now to music.
I think we're all entitled to change our minds at least once in our lives, I think. And that can cover a multitude of sins. At the time that I said that, I didn't feel that I wanted to be dependent on music. Yes, I, by profession, I'm a librarian. I've also had a restaurant for 5 years. That was what probably convinced me that now was the time to go into music as my sole livelihood.
You never had any quote-unquote real musical training, I'll say.
No.
Does that give you, though, a kind of advantage, or I guess able to kind of sing without a lot of prejudices that can
precisely
come from some kind of training?
I'm not saying that's the right path for anybody else. It's just the way it happened to me. I have no training. I don't practice. I can't read music. I just sing. Yes, I really should be able to. Now, that is sheer laziness on my part.
Not you being can't able read, to read music.
No, I just get other people who can to do it for me.
So to learn a piece of music, then what you have to, you hear it, and then
I can learn quite quickly, and I can to a degree once I've got the shape of the tune in my head, look at a piece of sheet music and follow it from there. But I could no more sight read than I could fly without the aid of an airline.
You don't want to?
Oh, well, I probably would, yes, but I'm very lazy. So I've managed to escape learning how to do it so far.
Now, you sing for the most part now accompanied, but you began by singing largely unaccompanied.
Yes, because it's back to laziness again. I don't play anything because I won't practice. I only like things I'm good at, so I sing, and I get other people now to do the accompaniment for me, people like Hugh Warren, who's here with me today.
Well, I'd love to have you sing something else for us.
This is a kind of fusion of the unaccompanied style and accompaniment. It's a song from South Carolina, collected by one Thomas Wentworth Higginson, who was a colonel in the South Carolina Volunteers. He collected this song from his black freed soldiers during the Civil War. It's called Lay This Body Down.
Oh, graveyard, oh, graveyard, I'm walking through that graveyard. Lay this body down. I see starlight, I'm walking through that starlight. Lay this body down. I see the moonlight, I'm walking through moonlight. Lay this body down. I lie in the grave, I'm lying in that graveyard. Lay this body down. I go to judgment in the evening of the day. Lay this body soul, and my soul will meet on that day. Lay this body down. Oh, graveyard, I'm walking through that graveyard. Lay this body down.
June Tabor is my guest today, and she's accompanied by Hugh Warren on the piano, and it's a special concert on Fresh Air. You say that you're lazy about your voice and that you don't practice. Mm-hmm. Does this mean that this was the voice you were born with?
Yes, it is, yes. No artificial aids. Very little spinach, yes. My voice has altered as I've got older.
How so?
I was at school, because my voice never fitted into any sort of accepted category.
Because it was low?
Because it's low, yeah. So they wouldn't have me in the choir, which is probably a jolly good thing.
You couldn't sing tenor for them? Or?
I probably could have, but at an all-girls school, they weren't terribly interested in that kind of thing. At school, I had two registers to the voice, an upper one and a lower one, just purely from sort of trying to sing hymns and having to switch octaves in assembly. And once I left school, the upper one disappeared altogether. Good riddance. I never liked it. And the lower register just expanded. And it's got darker and deeper as I've gotten older. So I suppose by the time I'm 80, I'll be singing bass probably. But I like it that way.
How about another song, June?
This one's from the pen of the blessed Richard Thompson, and it's called Pharaoh.
He sits in his tower of steel. The dogs of money all at his heels. Magicians cry, oh truth, oh real. We're all working for the Pharaoh. A thousand eyes, a thousand ears. He feeds us all, he feeds our fears. Don't stir in your sleep, my dears. We're all working for the Pharaoh. And it's Egypt land. Egypt land, we're all living in Egypt land. Tell me, brother, don't you understand? We're all working for the Pharaoh. Hidden from the eye of child, the men of shadow dance a dance. And we are struck into a trance. We're all working for the Pharaoh. Idols rise into the sky. Pyramids soar, sphinxes lie. Head of dog, Osiris eye. We're all working for the Pharaoh. And it's Egypt land, Egypt land. We're all living in Egypt land. Tell me, brother, don't you understand? We're all working for the Pharaoh. I dig a ditch, I shape a stone. Another battlement for his throne. Another day on earth is flown. We're all working for the Pharaoh. You call it England, you call it Spain. Egypt rules with the whip and chain. Moses, free my people again. We're all working for the Pharaoh. And it's Egypt land, Egypt land. We're all living in Egypt land. Tell me, brother, don't you understand? Pharaoh working for the His feet, the prince's knees. Far below we shoulder the wheel. We're all working for the
understand that our own immigration authorities tried to keep you out of the country two times for what they called, and I'm quoting here, insignificant cultural importance.
Yes, that's right. I don't understand that either. It just seems to be perhaps somebody has to draw the short straw each time on an immigration issue, and it's been me both times. I know. Why be modest? There isn't anybody else that does what I do. Mm-hmm. Not quite the way I do it. It would be perhaps a little short-sighted to think that somebody else could. I think it's a real shame to withhold me from American audiences, but I'm here. Might and justice prevailed in the end.
So now you can come into the country...
This time.
This time, at least.
Oh, yes, this time. It could well happen again next time. I don't know why it happens. But certainly the amount of testimony that was produced on my behalf from people all over the country is a file 2 inches thick saying, what on earth is going on? Why can't this woman come and perform here?
Well, can't you lay records, CDs, cassettes at someone's, someone's desk and say...
It all goes through.
Yeah.
Perhaps they just don't like my voice. Maybe they got out of the wrong side of bed. I don't know.
Well, I would love another song and perhaps a song to kind of close out the hour.
We started with a song about... Love Gone Right. I do actually know some songs about Love Gone Right, but I'm better known for songs about the other side of the coin. This is a traditional Irish song from the singing of Paddy Tunney of Letterkenny and Donegal, as I roved out.
As I roved out on a fine May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, who should I spy but my own true lover? And she sat under yon willow tree. I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. When she turned round and the tears fell from her, saying, false young man, you have deluded me. A diamond ring I own I gave you, and diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, love, you went and broke them, and married the lassie that had the land. If I married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I'd rue till the day I die. When misfortune falls, sure no man may shun it. I was blind for dead, I never deny. And at night, when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, sure 'tis brass I find. And I wish the queen would call home her army from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again.
Thank you both very much for joining us today on Fresh Air. It was wonderful to hear your music. Thanks to both of you. June Tabor is in the States in the start of a U.S. tour, and she has a new album with the British rock group The Oyster Band, and it's called Freedom and Rain.